This goes to Dr. Abimbola. A, B like boy. I, M like Mary. B like boy. O L A. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding John, it's J O N, middle initial M like Mark. Quinn, Q U I N N like November. Date of birth, February 19th, 1950. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Quinn, who was hospitalized in March of this year with low sodium concentration, and this has been a chronic problem for him. He had been extremely weak, and the sodium levels were getting lower, and he'd lost 10 pounds over 3 months prior to hospitalization with poor appetite and just not eating like usual. After he was discharged from the hospital, he's gradually become stronger and has felt much better. And he is trying to limit his fluid intake to 56 ounces per 24 hours as recommended. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. He's on Synthroid, 88 micrograms daily, metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day, and lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight, 166 pounds, pulse 75, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140/80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no edema. And labs, the last labs we have were done May 11th of 2024. Sodium was 129, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26, creatinine is 0.81, calcium 9.0. And hemoglobin is 13.9 with the normal white count and normal platelet levels. We have ultrasound of the abdomen done 5/22 of 24 that showed right kidney of 9.2 centimeters and the left kidney of 10.7 centimeters. No stones, no hydronephrosis or cysts were noted in the kidneys. Assessment and plan. One, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to SIADH. And two, hypertension. We would ask the patient to have lab studies done every 3 months, checking sodium levels and renal function studies. He should continue to follow a 56 ounce per 24-hour fluid restriction. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.